Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Made it to a Thursday. It's hour one. Come on in. Stay a while. Chris Webber, NBA Hall of Famer, will join us. We'll look back on what happened last night. Suns close out the Clippers, and we'll look ahead to tonight's Game 5, Hawks at the Bucks. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Say good morning to Peacock. That's our streaming partner. If you download the app, you can watch for free all 3 hours. Also, our radio affiliates around the country, numbering nearly 400 cities, part of the Fox Sports Radio lineup, and the iHeartRadio folks who distribute this show. When the Suns acquired Chris Paul this offseason, the expectations skyrocketed. And this is a team that hadn't been in the playoffs since 2010. And they were in the bubble, and this team without Chris Paul went 8-0. And we thought, okay, you got this sort of genesis there, the embryonic stages of maybe something cute. And then all of a sudden they get Chris Paul. Chris Paul doesn't play cute. Chris Paul's there to win. And I don't know if the goal was to reach the NBA Finals this year, at least a realistic goal, but here they are. After beating the Clippers last night, Phoenix advances to its first finals since 1993, the Charles Barkley Phoenix Suns, and it seemed like the shorthanded Clippers wouldn't go away. But Chris Paul made sure they found a way to not allow them to come back. He scored 31 of his 41 in the second half to seal the win. After 16 years, Chris Paul reaches the finals for the first time. And now that they've gone this far, you have to think you're planning on winning a championship. And Chris Paul needed this. If you take Chris Paul out of the picture, the Suns are a young team. But they have a couple of really good players, Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton. They have a head coach, Monty Williams, pressing all the right buttons. And now the Phoenix Suns wait for either the Milwaukee Bucks or the Atlanta Hawks for a chance to make history. It was fun to watch last night, the entire series. You weren't quite sure what you were going to get out of anybody here. Devin Booker starts off great. DeAndre Ayton sort of has a coming out party. Chris Paul in COVID protocol, not playing the first couple of games, came back, didn't look great. And all of a sudden, he starts hitting those mid-range jumpers, and he got into a rhythm. And it's almost as if the Clippers kept waiting for Devin Booker. Like, that's the guy we got to keep an eye on. And Chris Paul hadn't been much of a threat. And then all of a sudden, here's a 15-footer. There's a 9-footer. There's an 18-footer. And then all of a sudden, you realize Chris Paul was starting to take over here. And then it was too late for the Clippers. But for the Clippers, you know, you don't have Kawhi Leonard there, and you're doing it with a makeshift lineup to do what they did to get this far and this competitive. That's a credit to a couple of players, and certainly the head coach, Ty Lue. Here is Ty Lue, the Clippers head coach, after the loss.
A lot of ups and downs, a lot of injuries, but our guys have stayed the course. And we did something special this year, even though we didn't complete what we wanted to complete. You know, I thought we did a great job of just doing something special, doing something this franchise has never done before.
But you have to look at this as a missed opportunity. Obviously, you have the injury to Kawhi Leonard. Couldn't do anything about that. But with the Lakers out, the Nuggets were out, the Utah Jazz were out, you got to get by the Phoenix Suns, and you have a chance to go to the NBA Finals. And you know that the Nets aren't going to be there. It's either going to be Atlanta or Milwaukee. And we still don't know the availability of Trae Young for tonight's game. Probably a lot better chance than the Greek Freak playing. And I wonder if the Greek Freak, even this goes seven, is going to be able to play with that hyperextended knee. Chances are you get to the NBA Finals, and then you might have the Greek Freak available. But just because there's no structural damage doesn't mean you can go out there and play, because I'm going to guess there's swelling, probably a bruise there as well, and you want to be careful. This is a long-term investment. I know you want to get to the NBA Finals, but I got to figure out how much Giannis I can expect, and when can I expect that. With Trae Young, with the injured ankle, talking to somebody yesterday who covers the team, and they said it didn't look like there was swelling with the ankle. So it's hard to kind of handicap here Trae Young, but the person I spoke to said thought that Trae Young would at least give it a go with tonight's game five. All right, we'll come up with a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day. The Lightning beat the Canadiens up 2-0 in the Stanley Cup final. Mississippi State wins its first national title in any sport. My Bulldogs blank Vandy last night. All right, McLovin, what do you have for me? By the way, this program is brought to you by mdrivedan.com. Get free shipping, 60-day guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with mDrive.
Got a couple Suns polls, but before we get into that, was this a good postseason for the Los Angeles Clippers?
Yes. Yes. Because you did it without Kawhi Leonard. I think as you move forward, the Clippers have to find somebody that they can rely on who is the third. It used to be used to have two stars. If you had two stars and then you had role players, that was pretty much the magic ingredients for winning a championship. Now it, you know, now it's the big three. And maybe that was LeBron with, you know, Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade, where you had three. You know, the Nets have three. I think the Nets realized, hey, KD and Kawhi, or Kyrie, we got to get another person. Let's get Harden in here. The Lakers, I think they thought they had a third in Dennis Schroeder, but that wasn't the case. You have LeBron and AD. And that might be enough that you don't need a third. But for these other teams, it feels like you need a third star or potential star. You know, Phoenix Suns have Chris Paul, Devin Booker, and DeAndre Ayton. Now, they may not be stars in your world, your galaxy, but they have the capability to be great players. And I think that that's the one thing, if I look at the Clippers as you move into next year, first of all, Kawhi Leonard's availability, his health long-term. Paul George, I like what I saw with Paul George. I don't like him being so sensitive. Like, just play. You play hard. And it doesn't matter what the critics say. Like, don't worry about them. And he has to take some ownership here. You called yourself Playoff P. We didn't. You were a wonderful story. You know, you came back from breaking your leg. You were great in Indiana. You were MVP candidate in Oklahoma City. You created this. And then the media swallows it up, and then they spit it right back at you. Here's Paul George last night talking about how he has to deal with the negative narrative.
The narrative of me not being a postseason player or all of that is, I never understood it. But, you know, it's not much. I've been the same person. I've dealt with stuff, you know, as we all do. Makes me no difference to the next man. But, you know, it is what it is. I came up short again. proud of what we did as a team. I wasn't out there proving nothing to nobody.
All right, I apologize. The sound has not been good in the NBA postseason. It just hasn't. I don't know what you're doing, but that's horrible.
It sounds like there's those big industrial fans near the mics.
It's embarrassing. Like, clean that up. Charles Barkley, NBA on TNT analyst, did comment on Paul George's comments.
Everybody's gotten criticized. This is false narrative. I'm hearing these jackasses on television talking about somebody gets scrutinized more than other people. Give me a freaking break. I got drafted with Michael Jordan. I remember when he was going up, when he put that 63 on the Celtics. Yeah, he's a great individual player, but he hasn't won the championship. They've always said that about me. Paul George is a terrific player, but that goes with being a terrific player. And these other guys talk about he gets treated unfairly. Give me a freaking break.
All right. Don't have to read between the lines with Charles there. And he's right. You can't invite this by giving yourself a nickname like Playoff P. I mean, that's basketball's version of Mr. October. And then all of a sudden say, hey, stop it, guys. We expect Paul George to be great. You know, there's certain times, like Chris Paul, I expect him to be great. Last night he was greater than great. That's when you compliment somebody. But Paul George having, you know, a great game a couple of games ago, you're supposed to have great games. I mean, imagine if you're complimenting Jordan for every great game he had, or Bird, or Magic, or go down the list of Hall of Famers. That's why you're a Hall of Famer. Paul George has to realize, hey, you're supposed to be great. So just go out there and be great. Then you don't have to worry about the critics. And you know what stops everything? Winning. Yes, Paul.
Anyone giving any blowback to Clayton Kershaw anymore? Clayton Kershaw's got a title, was 2-0 in the World Series. All it like sweeps everything away. Chris Paul is sweeping away a career of coming up shorts. If he wins four more games, Chris Paul has got the lifetime hall pass.
Yeah, and this is, you know, we've seen players late in their career benefit. Peyton Manning benefited. He wasn't anywhere near the Hall of Fame quarterback, but he got another ring in Denver. Clayton Kershaw, wonderful regular season pitcher. You win a World Series, now all of a sudden we moved on. Now you move on to some other pitcher, some other player. Chris Paul, now we move on. You know, he's really the guy who had career disappointments and injuries, and he does the cute State Farm commercials. Like, that's what he's known for. Now he's four wins away from changing all of that, and he did it in wonderful fashion last night. It's like when you repaint a house. You don't remember what it looked like. You're like, man, that fresh coat of paint, that house looks awesome. Clayton Kershaw got a fresh coat of paint. Chris Paul got a fresh coat of paint. And so did Peyton Manning. John Elway at the end of his career, fresh coat of paint. That's what you're hoping for. And Paul George, pick up a paintbrush, all right? Get started. Stop complaining, and nobody wants to hear it. But I think that the Clippers and Paul George should be proud of what they did because they were undermanned, and they held on, and they made the Phoenix Suns work for it. Yeah, McLovin.
Can I make Clippers fans mad, all seven of them?
Sure.
Careful.
Let's be realistic here. It's July 1st. Kawhi's going to have knee surgery, right? And if he has had knee surgery, then what the heck has he been doing on the sideline? So the way the NBA is, the next season starts in 8 weeks. There's no way Kawhi Leonard's going to be able to be around next year. So it's going to be Paul George and this same sort of put-together team.
I don't know if he needs surgery or not. I've not heard that. In fact, I heard after Game 3, hey, and this is from somebody with the Clippers, hey, don't rule out if we go to a Game 7 that Kawhi would be available. That's what I was told. And I thought, okay. Keep, you know, I guess they're keeping, you know, that idea, that hope, you know, open. Whether that was true or not, that he was going to play or not, this was just one person saying that, you know, hey, he's not out of it yet. And I said, well, all right, he's in street clothes. It didn't look promising. And I don't know if he would have been able to play. I'm guessing he wouldn't have been able to play. But back then, And maybe they wanted that narrative out there that, hey, you know, because if you're the Phoenix Suns, that's why I kept saying you needed to play with a sense of urgency, even though you were up 3-1, even though you were up 3-2. You just don't want to toy with this where you get to a game seven and then Kawhi pulls a Willis Reed and it, you know, comes out there and leads the team to the NBA Finals. These are moments here, not desperate moments, but these are great opportunities for Milwaukee, Atlanta, the Clippers, and the Suns. At the beginning of the year, if I would have said, man, Phoenix Suns, it'll be crazy to see them either against the Bucks or the Hawks in the NBA Finals. You'd been like, what year are you talking about? Yep, he's finally lost it. Dan Patrick says the Phoenix Suns are going to play in the NBA Finals against either the Hawks or Bucks. Yeah, crazy. This is a chance to win a championship. And you don't have to worry about, well, they didn't have to go through. Well, there's going to be an asterisk by this. I couldn't care less. Yeah, Paul.
And the Suns are going to get, I think, at minimum 4 days of rest. 4 or 5, maybe it could be up to like 6 days of rest before the finals.
Yeah. All right, McLovin, you got another poll question?
Okay. This is really mean. I might have to save this.
Oh.
Is it possible? This is going to come off as negative about Chris Paul.
All right.
Do you find Chris Paul an exciting NBA player, yes or no?
Exciting, no.
Yeah, he's Mr. Mid-range.
Yes. Yes.
So that was who's the most exciting point guard in the NBA right now? Chris Paul, Trae Young, Steph Curry, Russell Westbrook. Who's like the most, what style do you find exciting?
Okay, so Trae Young.
I think he wins the poll.
Yeah.
He's like the new breed.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to hoist 45-footers up.
I mean, but this is Chris Paul. Chris Paul has never been the fastest guy, jumped the highest. He's not big, but there's something about him that he's not afraid. But he's had moments where he's been up 3-1 in the playoffs and lost. You know, we can look and go, well, great point guards, that doesn't happen to them. Okay. You know, do I knock him because he hasn't won a title? I want him playing for a title. You know, at least Stockton played for the title a couple of times. Steve Nash won 2 MVPs. Like, you have point, your Magic, of course, is, you know, the emeritus. He's the greatest of all time. I just want you being in the mix of big games there. Like Russell Westbrook, not big games. Steph Curry, big games. You know, they won titles there. But, you know, when you start to take roll call of great point guards, Chris Paul is in the conversation. Yeah, McLovin.
Sorry, as he mentioned, Dame Lillard and Kyrie Irving, obviously, belong in that conversation.
There's a lot
well.
Of great point guards. They're just not what you would call your prototypical point guards. Like, Steph Curry's not a point guard. But I guess, by the process of elimination, we have to call him a point guard there. But Chris Paul is efficient. I know being called Mr. Mid-Range Jumper is, you know, not like the human highlight film or anything like that, Dr. J, but he got the job done. And it's one of those where you shoot a three and it has more impact, where you're like, oh, man, he's shooting threes. Chris is hitting 15-footers, and you're like, oh, okay, there's another 15-footer. Oh, there's another, that's a 13-footer. Oh, there's a runner there. Then all of a sudden you look up and you go, he's taken over this game, and you didn't even realize it. He did it right in front of you. Take a break. Hall of Famer Chris Webber will join us coming up next. It's 17 after the hour here on The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Sign up for the newsletter. You can also find out about the great deals with our t-shirts. Go to danpatrick.com. Get to phone calls coming up. Did we settle on a poll question before we get to the Hall of Famer?
Yeah, just to start, I put up the Clippers question. Did they have a good postseason? I'm curious what our LA audience thinks.
All right. Let me find out what Chris Webber thinks about that. The member of the 2021 Basketball Hall of Fame, former analyst for TNT, and of course, Fab Five at Michigan. Clippers have a good year, Chris?
They had the best season in Clipper history. They led the league in threes and free throw percentage. They maybe, you know, could have won if they had their best player. They came down from 0-2 twice. I think they had the best season. Maybe not the most exciting season when you look at Lob City or things like that. But, yeah, they had the most successful season, definitely.
What's Chris Paul's reputation as a player?
I think he's played so long and he's had a few, been able to have a few reputations. You know, at one time, I think it was a stubborn point guard that maybe didn't get along with his coaches. At one time, maybe it was not the best teammate. And, you know, I think now what we see is that maybe all that was true because he was trying to get to this point. You know, because same thing could be said for Kobe or others that had you know, ways about themselves that was winning first, and you don't understand it until you win a championship. And so I think he's played long enough where he's been able to kind of douse those rumors and, you know, use those rumors to his advantage and say, well, if it was true, it's only because I've been trying to get here, and look what I did with this young team.
It's interesting how a mid-range jumper, we just let you take the mid-range jumper. There's nothing sexy about it, and it doesn't impact you as much as, hey, that guy just hit a three or that guy dunked. Chris, it was like water torture. It wasn't a guillotine. It was just water torture, just drip, drip, drip. And then you look up and you realize he scored 31 of his 41 in the second half. How does that happen, Chris?
And, you know, you're a historian of the game. You've seen the great ones play. You've seen Alex English or Vinny Johnson or Adrian Bantley. And think about what makes KD so great. What makes KD great is that they're down four and he's shooting mid-range jumpers. Or what makes Curry great is he can hit mid-range jumpers and go back door. I think this is really I think this speaks more to coaches following the leader. You know, if you look at San Antonio and others, maybe their teams aren't the best, but they play a mid-range game. And what do you have? The difference between these two teams is now, you know, Middleton can make mid-range shots, and then this guy right here. I mean, Chris Paul is one of the best at doing it.
Paul George have a legitimate beef with the media that the expectations we put in on him or what we expect from him come playoff time?
I think he has a legitimate beef with social media and the Twitterverse. I didn't necessarily hear his rant, and so if he said the media specifically, I think that's misguided, unless he's speaking to certain, you know, individuals in the media. But, you know, when you look at up to this point, he has the most points in the playoffs. You know what he's done in the playoffs. I think he's had an excellent playoff. I think expectation is what really hurt this Clippers team, because I really look at them, man. You tell me where they're good. Besides the two leaders, you tell me where they're good. They don't have a big man, and I love Zubac, but he's really like a backup on other teams. Yeah. Where do they have a guy? Morris is really good, but where do they have a guy that can just go get his? Beverly doesn't have the same impact anymore. So talent-wise, this team isn't better than Denver. Talent-wise, this team is nowhere near Utah. And so, I think he's got caught up in expectations, and so really taking the team to another level over playoffs. If they had Kawhi, who would know? You know, who knows?
But I also wonder about that as they move forward, Chris, with Kawhi. Is that knee going to be an issue the rest of his career? Like, how much can you count on Kawhi?
So first, I would say the MCL is not that big of a deal, I say. Not that I'm a doctor, but I've had some MCL issues. But I think his history, whether it be of rest, of time management, things like that, I think that's a concern. But I don't think you can, you know, I think that you kind of need to do like having an aging quarterback, kind of have somebody there for him to train. But they need a guy with a different position. They have two of the best two-way defenders, but they're both 6'7", both handle the ball. They need someone that has a different skill set that's the best at their position. But, yeah, I would hurry up and get him some help.
Yeah, I wondered about having a legitimate point guard on this team and how that could benefit the Clippers.
I think it could help, but I think you need a legitimate scoring point guard. And more importantly, I think that they need a big finisher. It doesn't have to be a center, but someone athletic, someone that can help the paint. This is what I always think about this team. They have great defense, but you know how hard they work outside on the perimeter because they don't have any shot blockers. So, I mean, if they have a shot blocker, they could conserve energy, they could get out on a fast break more, things like that. So I really think they need to address just an athletic big. The guy's 6'9", 6'10", maybe he's a center, maybe he's not, but just someone that could keep up with the pace of play that they have.
Hall of Famer Chris Webber joining us on the show. You ever had an hyperextended knee like what Giannis is trying to play through?
Yes. It was scary because, you know, it goes against all sense of balance. When that happens, then you tend to think it's more serious than it is. But I don't see if he plays next game, I'd be surprised if he played the next two. I just things like that. It takes a little bit of time, not only to heal, but the trust may be the scariest part.
Yeah, just when you come down and you just see the leg, like what could have been. I mean, that could have been, you know, career threatening.
man, if he, you know, it doesn't seem like if he didn't have that body, it was so strong it was. I mean, that was one of those things where I didn't want to watch the replay, just turned the sound up and checked out what was going on. But yeah, that was scary, man.
I was listening to Jamal Mashburn on a podcast the other day, and he was talking about when the college players were practicing against the Dream Team. Have you heard the story that he was telling?
No.
Okay. So you guys saw, well, he said we were part of a group, Grant Hill and some other guys, Rodney Rogers. We saw Larry Bird in the hotel. And then he said, get some sleep, young fellas. And then you guys went and scrimmaged against them. And Rodney Rogers is talking smack to Larry Bird. Larry's on the sidelines just watching. And Rodney Rogers all of a sudden tugs on Superman's cape. What happened after that?
Yeah, well, Rodney Rogers, he's one of the best jerks that you'll meet. And so, again, we were all there playing against our favorite player. You know, you got to realize it was Stockton and Bobby Hurley, and Grant Hill and Jordan. It was all of our favorite players individually. And, you know, they used to hide us in these gyms. We're working out, and we didn't really know what was going on. We get to scrimmage these guys. And, I mean, we really beat them. And the next day, or we're in the hotel or something, you know, because they were really kind to us. They took us out to eat. You know, we got to get in their room and gawk and stare at them. And here goes Rodney Rogers. He's talking the stuff that we were talking in our other room. You know, our other room, we're talking junk. Like, yeah, Magic didn't know what to do. And he goes to Bird right in his face. He says something like, yeah, they ain't made a jump shot since the 80s or 80. One of the years they probably won a championship.
84.
And the next day, man, there you go. And the next day in practice, first we didn't score a bucket. We didn't score a bucket. That's when I really knew it was a difference in the NBA and college, because the drills of denying, I remember Jordan pulling up the shorts and denying, and you literally couldn't touch the ball. And so Bird, I remember one time coming to the corner, he pump fakes, and Rodney Rogers goes by. He says, welcome to the parachute club, three in his face. And, you know, after, I don't know if it was Magic or someone said something like, you know, that kind of reminds you of 84 a little bit, don't it? And so that was the best part about playing against them, is that they treated us like their equals by talking trash to us. Because that was a kid's dream come true. But no one told Rodney to start. We weren't trying to start a war at that time.
I love it. Who was the nicest guy on the Dream Team to you guys?
Truthfully, at the time, I remember Scottie Pippen took us to a dinner. But I remember Patrick Ewing and Larry Bird always being together. And whenever they were together, they would crack on us. It was like we were there just, you know, we're just their crash test dummies for jokes. So those two were cool. Pip took us to dinner. But, man, they all were great. They pulled us to the side, you know, telling us things to work on. Like, that definitely was one of the best basketball experiences I've had.
I when people talked about how Bird and Patrick Ewing developed this great relationship, like, you never would have thought that, but, you know, Patrick talks about it. He said, you know, we just got along. I don't, you know, it was just, we connected with each other. That's not the pair that I would have put together with that team.
Dan, today they'd have a reality show like Boban and my guy over there in Philly, Tobias Harris. So yeah, they were kind of the odd couple, but I didn't, you know, because at the time we were just fans of them. So it's like WWF. We only, at the time, wrestling. We only got what you fed us. And I thought Patrick Ewing was this mean guy that's sweating all the time. And I thought Larry Bird was just, you know, country and wouldn't talk to you. And, you know, you find out, man, they're two of the coolest guys ever.
If the Fab Five had this name, in image, and likeness, like, what? How different do you think it would have been after your freshman year at Michigan?
Well, I think even during our freshman year in Michigan, it would have been, you know, incredible. It's crazy because, Dan, like, I think yesterday someone told me that it was the 28th year anniversary of me getting drafted at the same time, Supreme Court ruling, the NCAA. And it's really interesting because I always think about Johnny Manziel. And I'll tell you why. Like, what if he never plays football again, right? We know he went to Canada. We know he did all this other stuff. And we know he was famous for money and all that. Let's just take any personal thought of morale out of it, right? Whether he got in his place on his own or whatever. He'll never be able to duplicate that again.
Yeah.
And I think what people don't realize is it was always it was always a dumb quagmire because it had nothing to do with the NCAA. You know how many local car dealerships would get more money by paying the walk-on to come sit, sign autographs at that car dealership? One person's gonna buy a car. I mean, period. So, you know, you just cast those numbers of a guy's value. And I just think that, you know, that's the peak of your value. It's the peak. And so to me, you know, when I look at it, I think, you know, if our jersey sold well, if it was the highest time of admissions at the school, if we could sell black socks and Huaraches, then I'm pretty sure we would have done well on our own selling T-shirts at $10 a pop before the game. Because you think about all the fake T-shirts of us that went on before the game. What if we could have just sold those of ourselves? You know what I mean? So I just think really it's the American way to be able to use your name and your likeness. So to me, it's common sense, and I think we would have done pretty well.
Would you have stayed an extra year if you could have gotten paid as much as an NBA rookie?
That's a great question. So times were very different. So I was 20, and I think at the time, no player had come out as a sophomore since Magic Johnson. It was the 79, and mine was like 18 years later, so a big difference. But yeah, I mean, I called a timeout. We lost the championship. I wanted to stay there anyway and try to win the championship. You know, you're a kid, you're young, you figure that you're going to live forever. And so for me, in my situation, well, most definitely, I was 30 minutes from my mother's cooking, my family, I'm the oldest of five. Yes, I would have and waited to take that leap. Shaq left the year before as a junior, so it would have made sense to me. So, yeah, definitely, I think, I definitely would have had a lot to think about. I wouldn't have had any excuse.
And you benefited, Jalen Rose benefited, Juwan Howard benefited, but, you know, Ray Jackson, Jimmy King, they didn't have pro careers, and they could have gotten paid as members of the Fab Five.
And the way the Fab Five were, first of all, you're right. Shout out to Ray and Jimmy. They're smart. They could have done it. And we had rules where we do things together. So we would have been more empowered because everybody's average would have went up because you got to pay Ray and the same. So that's definitely how we were. But I want you to think about a guy on our team like Eric Riley. He was the Big Ten shot blocking leader before we got there, came there with us. He was our ride. He always piled to his car. No, we would have got him things saying, no, if you're going to use me, you know, could you use him next week? We would have empowered everybody to walk on. That's what I'm saying. The way we were team first, the whole team would have been in there, and maybe you'd take less or whatever. So, no, this empowers everyone. If I'm the best offensive lineman and I'm going number one, I guarantee you all linemen could go sign with me up here because now I can wield my power for the team, for the guys, you know? So I think it's awesome. I think it's stupid to celebrate because it's what it should be. You should use your own name. But at the same time, I think it's awesome for these young kids and these individuals to be able to use their name, to be able to focus on, you know, it's so much pressure as a student athlete. You still have to come through with the grades, depending on what program you go to. You work just as hard as other students, but at the same time, you know, it's cool to be a kid there on campus, depending on pizza and everything, but, you know, it's a different world. Some of these athletes have children. Some of them have families that need that, and it's great to go send that back to them. So I look forward to seeing how the Supreme Court, their ruling, the NCAA having to accept it. I look forward to seeing how it benefits the lives of those student athletes.
Always great to check in with you, Chris. Thanks for joining us as always.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
That's Chris Webber, C. Webb, member of the 2021 Basketball Hall of Fame class and former NBA analyst on TNT. And the Fab Five at Michigan. I mean, he's right. When you think about Johnny Manziel, and I tried to tell Johnny at the time that you may not have a professional career. Like, enjoy this moment. Don't throw this moment away. And, you know, you're trying to talk to somebody, and Paulie went through one of his friends, and I said, look, I was trying to get him to talk to Ryan Leaf, who had gone through a lot of different things in his career. Just because I've been around and I've seen this. And, you know, Johnny's just the next guy, and then there'll be another guy, and then another guy. But you saw something there. He had a couple of magical years, but I don't think he understood. And then he got to the Cleveland Browns, and he basically acted the way he did in college. But he wasn't as good as he was in college. And then people didn't tolerate him like they did in college. And You know, I always said that he is going to look back with regret of what could have been. And that's exactly what happened with him. But if he would have been able to cash in during that magical run, you know, he would have made a couple of million dollars. Now, he might have spent it, but he would have been able to capitalize on that, on his name, image, and likeness. I think if you sell a player's jersey, that player deserves a cut of those proceeds. I really believe that. If you're selling an individual, then I think that they should benefit there. I don't know how much. We're going to talk to Darren Revell, who's been on this story. You got guys who today are announcing deals. You have college players who are announcing that they have deals. They have deals with companies. They have deals with local, you know, brand logos. This is just starting. It was going to start on July 1st. It is happening. Now you have athletic departments who have to hire people, compliance officers, just to make sure they understand. You know, you got to file taxes with this. Like, the NCAA has changed overnight, and this is going to continue. It's going to snowball. But next hour, we'll talk to Darren Revell about this. But I did think about that with the Fab Five. They were big. And that was big across the country, not just local. And they came back for their sophomore season. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
We'll talk to Darren Revelle coming up here in a second. By the way, McLovin always loves to bring up the Houston Rockets, and they weren't a great team, and they didn't beat anybody, and they won because Michael Jordan was not playing basketball. To win the 1995 NBA title, the Houston Rockets beat the Jazz, who won 60 games, the Phoenix Suns, who won 59 games, and San Antonio, who won 62 games. And then in the finals, they faced the number one seeded Orlando Magic with Shaquille O'Neal.
And swept them.
Yes.
Well, you know what's funny? I was like, their first title, they were like the best team in basketball, and then they just completely took the second year, the regular season off the second year. Somebody's got to rip Rudy T for not getting his team fired up.
Yeah, but they still won back-to-back titles.
No, I know. I'm sort of joking. Like, they were obviously incredibly talented.
Joking.
But they're the lowest seed to ever win it, and that's just weird.
Darren Revelle, the Action Network. Darren's been covering the athletes and their name, image, and likeness longer than anybody in the business. So we figured he'd be the right guy to talk to. This is happy National Image and Likeness Day, Darren. How would you sum up what has happened so far?
Well, I guess in the first, since 12 midnight, Dan, it seems like it's been a little bit of a wild, wild west with athletes just signing deals with sports bars. My favorite was Jordan Bohannon of Iowa doing an autograph signing at a fireworks place today. It's going to be a cash grab. The problem is, you know, there is still some compliance here. The people are going to have to check with their compliance departments and make sure they're not breaking rules. There are rules that are still in place here, Dan. So people who have social media followings, huge social media followings, are expected to cash in. And we're just going to have to see if this is just fool's gold or if there's some real money to be made by a bunch of people.
You just tweeted that the one of my favorite college players, Derek Stingley Jr., the cornerback at LSU, has signed with a sports bar that has 19 locations within Louisiana. Like an ambassador for a sports bar.
Exactly. I mean, these are like typical endorsement deals. I think where people have not taken into account, they think about Spencer Rattler at Oklahoma. They think about Sam Howell at UNC. They think about the quarterbacks, the running backs, all the guys who are lined up for the Heisman and say, these guys will make money. I made a list of 20 people yesterday, and half of them were women. Volleyball players, Alana Walker, Antoine Walker's daughter, the Cavender twins, the twins who are on the Fresno State basketball team. There's a girl named Olivia Dunn, who's a gymnast at LSU, who's expected to sign more than $1 million worth of deals today. She has a TikTok following of 3.9 million people. So it's not only just athletes who are using sport to get the endorsement. It's also people who happen to be athletes who've used their stage to become influencers and now can take money.
But you start to look at this, and I'm guessing universities are hiring compliance officers or people who can help the athletes, business managers. Can an athlete hire an agent? Can you have an agent that is helping you with endorsements?
Yeah, athletes can do that. There is a fine line here, obviously. Most of them right now are pretty much operating through direct message on Instagram. There are standard booster rules, obviously. A lot of people say, oh, this is going to be the way to cheat. an inducement to be recruited. I'll do an autograph signing after you sign. You'll do 5,000 pieces, or you'll do one piece for me, and I'll pay you $500,000. The one thing that's so crazy about this, Dan, is that the NCAA has not had any rules as far as what is the price that should be. Like, if this person has this many followers, this is the price that it should be in this range. If not, you know, it's got to be double or triple checked. There is no one on the NCAA side or anyone who the NCAA has hired who are checking these things. It's all up to the schools. And then one more thing with the schools, what happens if Derek Stingley Jr. signs with walk-ons, but the main sponsorship with LSU is their competitor? I expect that to happen a lot now, right? Like, yo, we can pay less. LSU's wanting this. We want to ambush the official sponsor because, you know, we're their competitor. I can see that happening.
What about high school athletes?
It's really once you sign, that's the rule. But then the question is, are guys going to sign earlier? For example, Arch Manning. I mean, there, Arch Manning, I could see could make $10 million as a freshman in college. Everyone who had Peyton and Eli are going to want to sign him. There's no one really now coming up that, like, you see, he's the guy. When you say who's the guy who is going to go to college and just blow this thing up, that's the guy who I think of. So, but he's got 2 years to go. The question is, and there's still a lot of questions here, if he commits to a school, does that start the timeline?
Is there going to be a salary cap?
They're not going to cap anything. So they're not allowed to. The NCAA just had a case that they lost, where they're just going to be really sensitive to capping everything. I mean, the question is going to be, how much are the schools going to help out the kids? There's one thing that's kind of the elephant in the room here is, you know, when I'm talking about name, image, and likeness, and I've been covering this since at least 2000, it's always jersey sales. I'm a fan. I want the name on the back of the jersey, but it's just always this weird thing where they have the number, you know who it is, that's why you're buying it, but it doesn't have the guy's name on the back. Jerseys are not in this conversation because it requires a business deal between the player and the school, and they're just, that's down the road. You're not allowed to use any of the school's trademarks or logos with anything you sell. Derek Stingley cannot appear in an LSU jersey in a commercial for walk-ons. You can, I believe, have autograph signings, and the Texas quarterback can sign a Longhorns helmet, but he can't create anything, and you don't automatically get the trademarks of the schools. There is so much to learn here. And I think there's a lot of concerns, I think, too. You know, the IRS has not ruled at all on this. Does this make athletes employees? And all of a sudden, is their education taxable? I mean, there are a lot of questions here that have not been answered.
Who do you think is the most marketable college athlete in the past that had this been in place when they were in college? Who could have capitalized?
No question, Tebow.
Yeah, that's what
I would say. I would say it goes Tebow, Bush, Manziel. Those would be my top three. But Tebow sold so many jerseys. He would be the example. I mean, he would have made on a jersey deal. He would have made $100,000 easy on jerseys. He's the best selling college jersey of all time.
Who's second?
I would probably say, I mean, Bush probably was there, although obviously that was like 05, so it was a different era. But I would say probably Bush would be number two, because basketball jerseys don't sell the same amount as football jerseys do.
Talking to Darren Revell, the action.
My wife calling me. She's in the
game. Yeah. Tell her you're on TV right now.
Yeah,
you can text her. It's also Happy Bobby Bonilla Day. You've been covering this story for a long, long time. Bobby Bonilla, the former New York Met. So he gets paid, what, $1.1
million? $1,119,248.20.
Every July 1st?
Every July 1st. So the deal was the Mets didn't want to pay him in 2000. He had $5.9 million owed. They gave him 8% interest a year starting in 2010 to pay him for the next 25 years. So today is the 11th installment of that deal. He'll get paid till 2035.
I'm going to guess that was a bad deal by the Mets, Darren.
Well, if you think about it, at the time, they had a financial advisor named Bernie Madoff, who was getting them 10 to 15% a year.
Of course.
So in retrospect, that seemed all right. You know, the question is, we had fun today. Yeah, everyone says, hey, that's the greatest deal for Bobby Bonilla. If Bobby Bonilla took the, and obviously I'm just being a jerk here, but if Bobby Bonilla took the $5.9 million and he put it into Amazon stock on the day the deal was structured, he would have $220 million today. Now, he could have also put that into Pets.com, which 8 months later went bankrupt and was worth zero, but just to have fun.
Thank you, Darren.
You got it.
All right. That's Darren Revell, the Action Network, can now answer the phone call from his wife.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
What makes a Mercedes-Benz EV different? Electric is what gets you there, but Mercedes is what moves you, like no other automaker can. The vehicle, all electric, the feeling, all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more at MBUSA.com/EQ.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.